Hey everyone and welcome back. Today we're diving deep into AI and compliance, specifically in the financial world.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic.
For sure, especially with all the regulations. Seems like every financial institution out there is struggling to keep up.
Absolutely, the pressure is immense.
Yeah.
And it's only getting more complex.
And that's where AI comes in, right? We've got some really interesting material here from Prabhakar. They're a consulting firm with over 20 years of experience in financial compliance.
Oh, wow, they must have seen it all.
Right. And we've also got some insights from thefuturum.ai, an AI solutions provider that's making some big waves.
Interesting. So the question is, can AI actually help?
That's exactly what we're going to find out.
Okay, so let's start by getting a sense of the challenge. Imagine you're a bank, right? You've got thousands of internal policies.
Thousands. Wow.
And every single one has to be constantly checked and updated against a mountain of regulations that never seem to stop changing.
That sounds like a never-ending nightmare.
It is. It's hugely time-consuming and incredibly complex.
So how does Prabhakar see AI fitting into all this? They must have some interesting thoughts, given their experience.
Yeah, they've been on the front lines of compliance for decades. They've seen firsthand the insane amount of time and effort it takes to stay compliant. And they believe AI could automate those repetitive tasks, you know, the ones that really bog down compliance teams.
The document-heavy stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, so Prabhakar sees AI taking some of the load off.
Mm-hmm.
What about thefuturum.ai? What's their solution?
Well, they've developed this AI-powered solution that's pretty cool. It takes those static policy documents and transforms them into this dynamic, searchable knowledge base.
Oh, wow. So no more digging through endless pages of legal text.
That's the idea. Their system can extract information incredibly efficiently.
Sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah.
How does it actually work? Is the AI really understanding the language itself?
Yeah, that's the key. They use machine learning and natural language processing. So
right.
AI actually learns from the documents and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It understands the context and identifies potential compliance gaps.
So it's like having a digital compliance expert, but much, much faster.
Exactly. Thefuturum.ai claims their solution can cut compliance check time by up to 70%.
70%. That's insane. Think of what institutions could do with all that extra time.
Oh, yeah. It could free up resources for more strategic tasks, like proactive risk management or developing new financial products.
I see. They also offer something called the Discovery Workshop. What's that all about?
It's a 3-hour session where consultants from Prabhakar and the technical team from thefuturum.ai work directly with your institution.
So it's a chance to really dive into your specific challenges.
Exactly. And brainstorm how AI could help overcome them.
That's a great opportunity. But let's talk about the brains behind all this. Who are the people at thefuturum.ai and Prabhakar?
Well, at thefuturum.ai, you've got Mitish Tripathi and Uizel. They've got tons of experience in project management, agile methodologies, and integrating AI solutions.
So they really know how to make AI work in the real world.
They do. They've also managed multinational teams, and they've bridged the gap between IT and business operations. So they're well-versed in fintech partnerships.
A powerful duo, for sure. What about Prabhakar? Who are the key players there?
Leading the charge at Prabhakar are Dr. Niels Lang and Dr. Stefan Boedeker.
Okay. And what's their background?
Well, Dr. Lang has expertise in pretty much everything, from AI technology and compliance to regulatory reporting and fintech services. He's a big name in the financial technology world.
Wow. He's done it all. What about Dr. Boedeker? What's his specialty?
Dr. Boedeker is all about compliance. He specializes in compliance for financial institutions and regulatory reporting. Years of focused expertise there.
So you've got the AI experts, the compliance gurus, and this incredible opportunity to connect with them directly in the Discovery Workshop. It seems like the potential for AI to revolutionize compliance is huge. But
there's so much more to explore. Let's dig deeper into how these AI-powered solutions could actually impact day-to-day operations and what it all means for the future of the financial industry. So we were just talking about those impressive credentials. The people behind these solutions really know their stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm curious how all of this actually plays out in the real world. How would these solutions change things for financial institutions day to day?
Well, instead of spending all that time on manual document review, compliance teams could shift their focus. They could spend more time on strategic tasks.
Like what kind of tasks?
Well, things like analyzing the AI's findings, investigating potential gaps, making sure any necessary changes are actually implemented.
So it's less about paperwork, more about strategic thinking.
Exactly.
That definitely sounds appealing. But I imagine there's some hesitation to trust an AI with something as important as compliance.
Oh, for sure. Any new technology, especially something as powerful as AI, it's going to raise questions, concerns.
And in finance, those are definitely valid.
Absolutely. Financial institutions are dealing with sensitive data, strict regulations. Trust is essential.
So how do you build that trust? Is it just about showing those high accuracy rates?
It's more than just numbers. It's about transparency, a real understanding of how the AI works.
So you need to be able to look under the hood, so to speak.
Exactly. Institutions need to see the process, how the AI reaches its conclusions, what safeguards are in place to ensure accuracy, and of course, compliance.
It's not about blindly trusting a black box.
Right. It's about confidence in the process and understanding the limits of the technology.
So where does the human element fit into all of this?
That's a great question. Because even with the most advanced AI, you still need skilled professionals.
To interpret the results.
Exactly. To make informed decisions. Ensure everything's aligned with regulations.
So it's not about replacing humans with robots.
It's more about giving humans better tools.
To do their jobs more effectively.
Exactly. It's collaboration, not replacement. AI handles the heavy lifting, and that frees up those human experts.
To focus on what they do best.
Analysis, strategy, decision-making, all those high-level tasks.
It sounds like AI-powered compliance could be a real game-changer. Saving time, improving accuracy, ultimately making the whole process more efficient.
It definitely has that potential. Of course, it's still early days for this technology. So, there are challenges to overcome, but the possibilities are exciting.
Speaking of possibilities, let's talk about that discovery workshop. It seems like a great way for institutions to really explore these solutions in a more personalized way.
Absolutely. It's a low-risk way to get those insights. See how AI could be tailored to their specific needs and challenges.
And you're working directly with the experts.
Right. It's not just a generic presentation.
Sounds like a no-brainer for any institution serious about AI. So what are some key things to consider moving forward? What questions should they be asking?
Here are a few critical questions. Data security and privacy. Transparency and explainability. Integration and implementation. And lastly, cost and return on investment.
Okay, let's break those down. Starting with data security and privacy, that seems like a top priority in finance.
Absolutely, especially with all that sensitive information, institutions need to know where their data is going, how it's being used, what security measures are in place.
So it's not just about trusting the AI, it's also about trusting how that AI handles your data.
Exactly, and that leads us to transparency and explainability.
So how can we be sure the AI is making good decisions? Can we understand how it's thinking?
That's the key question. It's not enough for the AI to just give an answer. Institutions need to understand the logic behind it. What factors led to that decision?
So it's like following the AI's thought process.
In a way, yes. And being able to explain those decisions to regulators, auditors, if needed.
Transparency is key.
For sure.
Okay, what about integration and implementation? I imagine it could be a pretty big undertaking to integrate this type of solution into existing systems.
Yeah, it's definitely something to consider carefully. Institutions need to think about how it's going to fit in, their current workflows, their systems.
How will their staff need to adapt?
Right. What kind of training will they need? How will they manage that transition?
These are all important questions.
Definitely. You can have the best technology in the world, but if you can't integrate it effectively, it's not going to do much good.
True. And lastly, cost and return on investment. I imagine implementing AI isn't cheap.
It definitely comes with a price tag.
So institutions need to weigh the potential benefits against the cost.
Right. The time savings, the accuracy improvements, those efficiency gains, do those justify the expense?
It's a classic cost-benefit analysis.
Exactly. And that's where I think that discovery workshop could be really valuable.
Because you get that personalized assessment.
You do. You can see the potential costs and benefits.
Yeah.
For your specific situation.
You're working with experts who understand the AI and the challenges you're facing.
It's a great way to explore those questions in a collaborative environment.
This has been so insightful. It's amazing to see how AI could transform compliance for financial institutions.
Yeah.
It's not just about automation. It's about empowering teams, improving accuracy, creating a more resilient financial system.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
AI has the potential to shift compliance from this reactive, burdensome process to a proactive strategic advantage.
That's a powerful shift.
But of course, like any new technology, there are potential risks. challenges.
Like what? What should we be watching out for?
Well, one thing that comes up a lot is job displacement. You know, if machines are doing the work, what happens to the people?
Right. But we talked earlier about AI augmenting human capabilities, not necessarily replacing them.
Right. And that's the key distinction. It's not about eliminating jobs. It's about redefining them. AI can handle the routine tasks, and that frees up the human experts for more strategic work.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
It's about upskilling, retraining workers, so they can collaborate with AI, not see it as a threat.
Exactly. And that's where education and workforce development come in. We need to give people the skills and knowledge to succeed in a world with more AI.
That's a crucial point. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious to hear your final thoughts on the future of AI and compliance. Is it all sunshine and roses, or are there some bumps in the road ahead?
I think it's a mix of both. AI has this incredible potential to revolutionize compliance, make it more efficient, accurate, effective. But we need to be thoughtful, proceed with caution. It's about finding that balance
between innovation and responsibility.
Exactly. It's about embracing the possibilities, but also being aware of the potential downsides.
Making sure we're using this technology responsibly, ethically.
Right. And thinking about the long-term consequences.
One of those consequences we touched on earlier is job displacement. What happens to the workers if AI takes over their tasks?
Yeah, it's a valid concern. But I think it's important to remember AI is a tool. It's not meant to replace humans entirely.
More like augment their capabilities.
Exactly. It's about redefining jobs, not eliminating them. AI can take care of those repetitive tasks, the ones that nobody really enjoys doing anyway. And that frees up human experts
to focus on the things that require human judgment, creativity.
Exactly. Strategic thinking, problem solving, those high-level skills that AI can't replicate.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
I like that. Working smarter, not harder. It's about using technology to our advantage.
And that means retraining, upskilling workers so they can collaborate with AI instead of competing with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Education and workforce development are going to be key here. We need to prepare people for this new world, a world where AI is becoming more and more integrated into every aspect of our lives.
It's about adapting, evolving, embracing the possibilities that AI brings.
And being mindful of the challenges.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI and compliance, I'm curious to hear your final thoughts. What does the future hold? Is it all smooth sailing, or are there some rough waters ahead?
Well, I think it's a mix of both, to be honest. AI has the potential to revolutionize compliance, make it more efficient, more effective, more accurate. But we have to be smart about it. We can't just throw technology at the problem and expect it to magically disappear.
We need to think critically about the implications.
Absolutely. We need to ask tough questions, consider the potential risks, and most importantly, we need to work together to ensure that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
To create a future where AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Exactly.
Well said. It's been an incredible journey exploring the world of AI-powered compliance with you. Thanks for sharing your insights.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've learned something new, maybe even sparked some ideas of your own. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.